If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Tondo Mokgojane joins us now as our guest this evening, CEO of the Moti Group and chairperson of the Government Employees Pension Fund. Such a pleasure to have you with us this evening, sir.
Thank you, Gugu. Thank you for having me in your show.
Really excited to speak to you and on a different conversation this time around. And you've always been very bold and robust in conversations we've had in the past around youth development, entrepreneurship, and of course ensuring that South Africans find their way to be economic participants within the country. But what I've been intrigued by is leadership, and especially leadership at a board level. And maybe let's just go back to understand the context of boards, the role and function that they serve, and why it is that this seed needs to be planted in the minds of the youth of South Africa.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I think this is an important topic, and it's something that we should continuously talk about it. I mean, transitioning from being a public servant almost for many, many years into a company of a small private company, CEO of a small company, and then finally find myself in a few boards, including serving as chairperson of the Board of Trustees of the Government Employee Pension Fund. And of course, after that, there's many other boards I'm serving in. Exposure, good. My contribution obviously is different, and it's something that, yes, I mean, I'll always continue to punt for people, young people especially, to begin to take interest in improving, in engaging, in contributing, because they've got a very important perspective to share. So, yeah, I'd encourage that. And having been there now, I see, you know, in most of these boards, you need young people to come in. You need, people who show potential. Mm-hmm. Experience, of course, counts, and knowledge and, understanding of things and know-how. But of course, you need young people to be in their show interest at a very early age.
I'm glad you mentioned it, because so often as young people, we typically want to be at the helm of the operations and executive roles and forget that there is a function and a purpose that we can serve when it comes to boards. But access sometimes appears to be very difficult because we can't even comprehend, what do I need? What skills? What capabilities? And as you mentioned, experience, skills, and I can even imagine your leadership style plays a very, very important role. So perhaps help us contextualize how, in your experience, your years of experience at National Treasury and, of course, within the private institution that you serve at now, have actually aided and facilitated your growth to prepare for sitting on boards now.
Look, as National Treasury, I was exposed in many ways, engaged with companies, I engaged in various committees, parliamentary committees. I oversee the performance of most of the state-owned companies, interacted with the boards, and that on its own gave me enough knowledge and experience. And so that's why I'm saying the transition was quite easy for me. Mm-hmm. But experience is important. I mean, let's ask ourselves, what does a board member do? They give strategic direction to the company.
Yes.
They assist the CEOs in performing their functions. They actually have to keep them, management, accountable, serve in various committees. So experience will always be there, but counts. But it's important that, young youth experience and them coming in and learning from those who've been around is quite something that I think we must begin to look at, begin to actually ensure that happens. Mm. We don't want to be recycling board members everywhere in companies and find a person sitting in 10 different boards and same people.
Yeah.
You want more people to be exposed. You want more people who has got potential to be good leaders. And leadership, as you say, is quite important. The skill that comes with it. Because if you don't experience that, you will not know when is management bluffing you in terms of the numbers, in terms of the financial performance of the company. Because one key essential responsibility is to sign off as a board on the finance of the company or the organization or the state-owned company that you serve in. So understanding that is important. You serve in various committees, ethics committee, HR committee, audit and risk, in the various, of course, based on different companies. So experience will count. I was fortunate that in the early days, Google, I also served at the board of the World Bank.
Yes.
There was a committee there called COGAM, Committee on Governance and Administration of the Bank. And I also served in the budget committee in 1 year. and also served in the Audit and Risk Committee of the bank in the early mid-2000s. So that exposure on his own was enough to build my own skill.
Definitely.
And I brought in into my role as DG, I brought in that role in my current role as CEO of the Moti Group. I brought in that experience that I gained as chairman of the Board of Trustees of the Government Employee Pension Fund. And it's important. That's why I say knowledge and know-how. Young people, and I must emphasize this, young people must listen to themselves. They must be patient with themselves and not rush into wanting to be board members and wanting to be CEOs, but experience counts and it must be built. So I'm saying we have to nurture that. We have to actually ensure that we ease them in these boards and ensure that now. And again, with the influence that I think we have as GPF, including boards that companies that are invested, that we're investing in through the PIC, we have to begin to see young people coming in, in a way that they will build new cadre of experience among people in South Africa to be taking over in the next 5 to 10, 20 years.
Definitely. And I do want to draw on some of the personal experiences where you have witnessed a lot more guidance that is required with younger members and even yourself where you received a lot more guidance. But I do want to take 2 steps back to the reference you made to the board of the World Bank where you essentially were representing multiple countries on the continent, not just South Africa. So your level of continental knowledge had to heighten. The nuances of the different markets had to be improved. Mm-hmm. Just recently, you actually stepped down as a director and chairperson of the New Development Bank under the BRICS countries and authorities. Yes. And there again, it's different nations, different cultures, different languages even in some of these interactions.
Yes, yes.
So I guess talk to us as to how one does need to position themselves to understand not only how to be relevant locally within the businesses that they serve, but when you're sitting on boards on such a global scale, you really do have to be a global citizen in your thinking.
Yeah. Understand the business that you're in. I mean, at the time in Africa, Group 3 countries, your English-speaking countries in the World Bank, including Angola and Mozambique, we represented these countries, 22 countries. Now, you have to understand, if a project coming from Mozambique or Sierra Leone or Nigeria comes to the board, you have to understand where this the original proposal comes from because management is going to present. You have to, motivate further. Now, you can't motivate without knowing, without understanding, without engaging with the country at hand and understand the dynamics of the countries that you represent. And so that forced me to understand all of those countries. It forced me to force relationships with those ministries of finance in those countries and including the representatives, just like I was representing South Africa in the board, with some of the countries that we're sitting with as part of the bank. So I had to understand that. So you can't go in and represent a view or kind of oversee a function of a board without understanding the underlying principles and issues at hand. So one had to understand. Be okay with the countries, go to the countries and understand what exactly, if it's a pipeline project or something to do with food security, you have to go to this country and understand so that when the issue comes to the board, you are able to motivate because you're sitting behind that board in that round table. And here is a matter of you making a case for any of these countries that you represented. Classic example in our case was the ESCOM.
Yes.
You know, when ESCOM, my role essentially at the time was to ensure that the $3.75 billion that we got back in 2009, we get. I had to go there. I motivating, understanding the eco. Now, I couldn't
so
explain.
So everything from the plants to how the coal is actually brought
how it impacts.
Oh, wow.
How it impacts in society, all of the climate change issues, all of the global warming issues, because you expect those arguments will come. At the time, we obviously renewable energy was beginning to be talked about across the world. You had to understand where this is going. Now, you wouldn't be able to engage with it. At the time, the Germans were very strong on fossil fuel, investments and technologies.
Oh, wow.
So you have to understand that. Now you go to the BRICS Bank or New Development Bank, as you said, again, you have to be smart in understanding the political dynamics at play.
Mm.
Why was BRICS established in the first place? What motivated a BRICS bank to be established, let alone just the BRICS mechanism? So the issues now currently is, if you look at the dynamics in the bank, the whole Russia challenges around how the world is viewing Russia and how the world in particular is distancing itself from Russia. Russia is a member of the bank. So you had to oversee those dynamics. So quite a challenge. A very, very, you know, when I look back, and it was rewarding for me to have engaged, for me to have understood various nationalities that we had to deal with, and so on and so on. So for me, I think knowledge, important research, don't just rush in. That's why I'm saying, as a young person, show potential, understand, ask questions, be humble enough to actually be guided.
Yes.
Before you can claim to be up there, you know. So listening to yourself and giving yourself time to understand is important.
A contentious issue, especially because it recently came up in the headlines this year, in terms of qualifications and the verification thereof. You mentioned the research, the skilling, which all speak to the competence, right? But how important is the academic training and background of an individual? Because some people think, get an MBA, quick way to getting on a board.
It's not, you know, the best MBA is the one that you get over the years of experience. Because by the time you write the thesis or dissertation, you're collecting, you're putting together thoughts of what you've experienced over the years, and then someone, you know, evaluates it and marks you and then gives you a cum laude pass. So it doesn't just, it's not about qualifications, it's about experience. Of course, you can quickly be a PhD or a master's graduate. That doesn't qualify you. What qualifies you is knowing. When I sat in the board of the bank and I had to understand. I had to learn. I had to go to Mozambique and understand the needs of the Mozambican authorities before I could make a motivation for them. So that doesn't need a PhD. It needs your understanding. But what academic background gives you is the basics. Mm-hmm. And when once you have those basics, you're good to go.
Reading now, financial statements and legislation.
Yeah, you have to. You cannot. There's no shortcut to success.
Yeah.
There's no shortcut to success. I mean, you need. I always say to people, you should have gone past the library at some stage,
yes,
for you to understand how things interact, and how things connect to each other, because that basic knowledge is important. Because sometimes we make mistakes as human beings and thinking that because we've been around, you know everything. Understanding and being patient in knowing how things connect, that for me is quite critical. And that knowledge you can only get in the streets everywhere. So for me, I think that's quite important. So I'm emphasizing know-how deliberately, so that, you know, and I say there's no shortcut to success. There's no shortcut to knowing how companies function or what. And of course, the king code is there. You have to read it. You have to understand. You have to. You have to do programs, allow yourself for training as a board member, allow yourself to understand things, your role. I have to understand the GP law. I cannot be a board member, a trustee of the GPF, when I don't have the basics of understanding a GP law. I cannot be a board member of Choppies as I am currently, without understanding, you know, how the JSE functions, because they're a listed entity.
Yes.
There are certain fiduciary responsibilities that I must adhere to. So knowledge, learning is important. There's no shortcut.
100%. If you've just joined us, it's 25 minutes after 7 o'clock. We are in conversation with Dondo Mokgojane, who is the CEO of the Moti Group, chairperson as well of the Government Employees Pension Fund. And the conversation we're having today is one that is really challenging many of us as young people. Perhaps are you a young professional, maybe in the middle of your career, and looking at opportunities to serve on the board of directors of an institution. As we've seen, it's very important, whether it's a public sector organization or in the private sector, fundamentally you play a role in leaving a legacy, in shifting the operations of a business. But it all starts off with fully understanding the background of the space that you're actually in. Mr. Mokgojane, you actually started off by giving us a very clear understanding of, firstly, planting the seed for South Africans to know that they can add value by playing a role on board positions. It's beyond the status, the fame and the paycheck that people typically run for, whilst we know that that's a great reward, but you only get rewarded when you show up and you deliver, right? And as you've mentioned, it's about professional development, strengthening your professional reputation as well as your know-how. What I'm keen for us to explore is how and where one actually starts. It's not like it's a job that you just happen to apply for, unless you actually know the processes and procedures that typically would be followed. But for any young person who's listening right now and thinking, hold on, this is something that I'd like to pursue or inquire and learn more about, where do I start? Which network do I tap into? How do I grow? Especially for young black females and even people with disabilities who might still be disenfranchised from that space.
Look, let me again respond to you by talking about our own experiences. You know, some things that we started at the Treasury, which was a success, because we used to call out, send out a notice and say, those who are interested in saving boards of entities within the Treasury environment, please send us your CVs. And we'd obviously look through those and you know, we'd get some from there. But also networks. I mean, there's no other way. You have to know people. You have to, you know, want to interact with people. And obviously, you have to be good at what you're doing. Google, the only way that I've seen this thing working is when you know there's somebody called Google out there, Kaya FM, who's doing well, and you have to go and look for them. So if you're not good at what you don't expect that you'll be noticed. So, you know, we had to recommend people for appointment after knowing who they are and what they do and what they're made of. And that will remain important. So the message here for young people is that be good at what you're doing, be recognized, be out there, don't be pompous about it, be humble enough so that the people around you respect you, respect who you are and what you want to be. So for me, I think that's critical. And then we'll recognize, and everyone out there will recognize what you do. Again, as I said, networks, friendships do matter sometimes. You find that it's easy when I know that what you're made of and that you'll deliver. But also, in some cases, it's more a shareholder-led kind of activism.
Yes.
That I've been punting for some time as board of directors of the GPF and then the board general. And say, look, we have to look at the companies that we invested in and say, you know, thou shalt make sure that transformation happens at the board level, women, youth, experience, and so on and so on. So I unless if it's shareholder driven and enforced, you find that companies will just be business as usual.
Yeah.
So we know we cannot dictate the certain King Code principles, a certain fiduciary responsibility. We cannot dictate, but it's important that these board committees, nomination committees are directed in the right direction.
Yes.
Because when they are not directed, they'll recycle the old people, very same people over and over again. So that's why it's important that be recognized, be known out there, and good at what you're doing. I'm not going to recognize you when you are not known and when you don't want to be known in terms of the good that you present to society.
I like the fact that you mentioned be known, but we also know that comes with a big responsibility, especially when you're serving off boards of various institutions, right? Because your reputation and professionalism matters.
Yes, reputation and professionalism. I mean, one gets approached all the time, especially the people who are saying, Dondo, you have done well, in your country, you have done well, you made your contributions. Now is the time for you to go global. It's the time for you to look at Africa as a whole. You know, the people talk to me everywhere around the world and say, yeah, but can't you join us? Can't you do this? And so on. And I can imagine, and in most cases, when I look back how the relationship started, it's people that I met some 20, 30 years ago, and it matters. And so it's about the reputation that you build and the kind of values that you actually are seen in you, that people will know who you are and they'll recognize you. So how you conduct yourself as a young person is important. Mm-hmm. How you come across in the spaces that you're in, and these are values that cannot be taught by any lecture. Mm. These are values that you learn as you grow and in the people that you interact with. So it's important. My message to young people is always that self-awareness is important.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just behave in a way that people would not want to interact with you. For me, that's critical. Know yourself, know your surrounding, look after yourself, look at the person who you want to be, and partner and engage with the right people and make friends with the right people in the right areas. It's important. Who you go around with is important.
Hey.
I mean, these are lessons that are self-taught, and these are lessons that sometimes people take for granted. But in my own worldview is that the company that you keep can make you or break you.
Yeah. Mr. Mokgajane, truly appreciate your time this evening. You've really been a delight to speak to and really planting a seed, especially in the minds of many individuals who might be sitting with a wealth of knowledge and expertise or depth of knowledge or breadth of understanding of the spaces that they're in, but have just been resisting the opportunity to take it further by serving on a board and understanding what it means. And I love the example that you bring about in terms of, yes, you might be sitting at a board level, but you need to understand the nuances that mm-hmm. influence the business mm-hmm. on the ground.
Because
that plays a role in the decisions that you help take. Mm-hmm. Thank you kindly for your time this evening, sir.
Thank you very much, and thank you for having me.
Thank you. Thanks. That is Dondo Mokgajane, who is the CEO of the Moti Group and serves as a chairperson of the Government Employees Pension Fund. Again, reminding us as South Africans to think broadly when it comes to our careers, not just in terms of what you can earn, but leaving a legacy and playing an influence in society.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.